I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We know the role Twitter played in the Arab uprisings. It helped get protesters out on specific days and times to Tahrir Square in Cairo, for example. Well, even before that, the U.S. government was looking at how social media microblogs could be used as tools that might, quote, renegotiate the balance of power between the state and society. The Associated Press reports that the U.S. Agency for International Development secretly designed a social media app for Cuba that would do just that. The app called Zuneo was actually used by thousands of Cubans between 2010 and 2012. AP reporter Desmond Butler has been on the story. What was kind of the strategy to get Cubans into this platform, Zuneo?
According to people that we talked to and documents that we saw, the idea was that you would build up a subscriber base by getting people interested in text messaging on really innocuous themes. They'd send out messages on sports scores, pop music, gossip. The idea was that you'd build up a critical mass of subscribers, and eventually you'd start adding political content. And many of the documents we saw talked about organizing smart mobs, which is sending out a message telling people on short notice to meet at a certain place, which is a tool that has been used in a lot of countries to bring about political change.
So, I mean, as a clandestine project, it seems like this is the kind of thing that would be run by the CIA. But as we said, it was run by the U.S. government's humanitarian agency, USAID. What's up with that?
Well, USAID considers democracy promotion one of its core missions. They do it all over the world. And it's not easy to do in countries that are hostile to American interests. Cuba is one of those countries, so they have to take a lot of precautions to do any of this kind of work in a country where it's considered illegal to cooperate with USAID in any sense. However, they took it quite far in this case.
You quote Senator Patrick Leahy, the Democrat from Vermont, who highlights some of the problems with this scheme. Was it illegal in any way?
I am not a lawyer. I can tell you this. U.S. national security law defines covert action as activity or activities of the United States government to influence political, economic, or military conditions abroad, where it is intended that the role of the United States government will not be apparent or acknowledged publicly. Now, what we know is this program was certainly, the role of the U.S. government was not acknowledged publicly. They set up front companies, they used offshore banking in the Cayman Islands, and it was highly important that the role of the U.S. government not become apparent.
So whether it's illegal or not, what are some of the problems and repercussions that a project like this entails?
One of the problems is that they were setting up a network that Cubans were using in a very sensitive environment. The Cuban government has very serious counterintelligence. It could have conceivably been dangerous for users to use this platform, not knowing that they were using a U.S. government platform in a country that considers the U.S. an enemy.
In other words, Cubans could have been sent to jail for doing something that they didn't realize was illegal.
Indeed. They were also using the platform to poll Cubans. The documents make clear that they were evaluating the responses to build a database and to try and identify people's political tendencies. And that seems like very dangerous work to be doing in Cuba, with people who don't know who they're dealing with.
And do you know if any Cubans, either citizens or the government, ever caught on to what it was all about?
No one told us that they suspected, as one person put it. It's not like there was a sign on the door that said, brought to you by USAID.
Right. When and why did it ultimately disappear?
Well, there were some signs, according to people we talked to, that the Cuban government was looking for ways to shut it down. But ultimately, it seems that it shut down because it ran out of money and the U.S. government decided it wasn't going to fund it anymore.
Do you have any sense of how USAID is assessing what they did at this point?
I have not heard their reaction yet.
Desmond Butler with the Associated Press, thanks so much for telling us about this incredible story.
It's a great pleasure.